Hello all and welcome to the podcast, The Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya T and it's a pleasure to have you here today. Today, we want to discuss on the aspects of good versus bad and how they apply to our characters. I want to take a few examples and show how the good and bad come together. The best example I can think of or I can give is Game of Thrones, where one character transitions from one side of the morality spectrum to the other. And often when this is shown for a character, it's humbling. It shows a different perspective and gives us a justification, or at least tries to give a justification to the actions of the character that they have done before. So without any further ado, let's get started. We have a version of good or bad that is instilled in us, part of our upbringing, through the number of people that are surrounding us. Some people say doing one thing is good, some people say doing the same thing is bad. And this ideological conflict enables us to go on a quest to find for ourselves what our definition, our moral perspective on the world is. And this is the same for characters as well. Your character's persona, your character's morality spectrum is primarily driven by who you are as a person, as well as what are the various other conditions that they are part of. Certain cultures have a different version of good or bad, which is very different or very differently perceived in another culture. So if you're writing a culture that is not uniquely your own, the perspectives of the character will change. Cultures evolve over time as well, so remembering that is a much more important thing. For example, at one point, child marriage was considered a normal thing. It took a lot of efforts to make people realize that it is not. But today, child marriages are considered bad. They are illegal, actually. So what happened? Why is that ruling changed? What was once good is now bad. These are also shifts in the morality spectrum that keep happening at a society level. And often they subsume the individual morality spectrum. Now let's talk about some examples and see certain examples of characters turning the other way around. I'll talk about Avengers Infinity War. While Avengers do have a larger screen time and thus justify the title Avengers, the movie is not centered around Avengers, it's entirely centered around Thanos. Thanos is the primary protagonist. He has a goal, collecting all of the six Infinity Stones and doing a snap. Thanos' intentions are noble. He sees that there's suffering in the world due to overpopulation, and one thing he can do to help that is reduce the population by a certain percent, and he decides that certain percentage is 50, because that is equally fair to both the sides, living and dead. However, Thanos' actions may not justify his intentions. See, when Thanos talks about life with Doctor Strange on Titan, he says that life will grow unchecked exponentially, becoming its own worst enemy, and it has to be stopped. It all makes sense. I mean, this is something we are seeing all around in 2020. We know that we are at a population that is too much for the planet to bear. And there are two things that we can do about it. Either reduce the growth of population or move to a different planet altogether so that the area for resources is large. While the second option is a much long-term option and requires a lot of energy and effort, the first one requires less effort compared to the second one. It's majorly awareness, and there are a lot of programs that are currently focusing on reducing population growth through awareness. Now, in the context of this, do you consider Thanos as a good person? Or let's take a bigger context as well. Thanos is the protagonist, and usually protagonists are good people. So would you consider Thanos a good person now? See, a lot of you will answer no, because Thanos wanted to kill people. He actually murdered half the planet, half of his so-called daughter's planet, before he took her in and turned into a fighting machine. Then he mistreats Nebula. You can keep listing reasons as to why Thanos is bad. But why are you calling him bad? Because Thanos murdered people? If I extend the same argument to soldiers in war, would you consider them bad too? I understand taking a life is bad. But would you say the same for a soldier who's protecting his or her country? What about the enemy soldier? See, a lot of our ideas of good and bad are derived from a larger part of the society that we are living in. I want to take another good example, and I think this example provides one of the most glaring reasons why people try to classify others as good or bad. There is a deity in the Hindu mythology called Ram. He is the protagonist of the epic Ramayana, or the story of Ram. Ram is the ideal person and is treated as such. When someone is about to be married or reaches a marriageable age, they are blessed saying, "We hope you find a husband like Ram," or "We hope you find a wife like Sita." What is so special about Ram? In a time where polygamy is a very normal thing, Ram swore to practice monogamy. He chose to be faithful to one person and has been faithful all his life. He is also treated as the best son, best brother, a best ruler. Ram Rajya, it's called, the kingdom of Ram. When politicians try to garner votes, when they try to campaign and rally for votes, one of the most common phrase that is used is, "The rule under this particular leader would be akin to Ram Rajya, the kingdom of Ram." Why is Ram treated in such an ideal way? And do you think there are no character flaws in Ram? Do you think Ram has never been at any moment bad? See, ignoring the war part, the most important thing that comes here is, Ram has been a good brother, a good friend, a good warrior, but he hasn't been all of them at once. He has played different roles: a son, a brother, a warrior, a husband, a father, but all of them at very separate times. See, when Ram is told by his father, King Dashrath, to go to the forest for 14 years, he perfectly obeys as a son, because he is not king yet, but he is going to be crowned king the next morning. So did he take the best interests of his citizens, of his soon to be subjects, or did he take the word of his father? After Ram leaves, Dasharath is heartbroken, and to such an extent that he dies. So by leaving, is Ram the reason for why Dasharath dies? See, these are questions that we do not know the answer to, but these are aspects that are ignored. How are these related to your characters, you may ask? The thing is, when you try to classify people into buckets of good or bad, you keep realizing that one of them has to be more. How do you measure what is more? How do you tell someone, okay, the number of good things or the amount of good things you've done is larger than the amount of bad things you've done, so you're a good person? Or would you consider that if someone is capable of doing bad, they are a bad person? Someone has done a bad thing, irrespective of the number of good things they have done, they are irredeemable. Many people, many influential people, they donate to charity, they set up various organizations to help certain people that they once hurt. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? See, good and bad come in waves. No one can be absolute good, because there is no such thing as an absolute good. As a student of business, one thing I can say is good or bad don't really exist. It's always contextual, and the most relevant word or the apt word that you can use there is effective, ineffective. Does a certain move, certain intention, certain action further your position towards the goal that you have set for yourself? Then it's effective. It is not, it's ineffective. How do you define good or bad? A firm that capitalizes on a pandemic and tries to sell a product, how do you classify that firm, a good or a bad firm? A firm that says eating junk food is good. You know, we are giving you a lot of discounts so that you can eat more junk food. What do you say about that? Is that a good firm? See, the laws say one thing, ethics say something else. Which one do you follow? The same thing happens with your characters. They are not good all the time. They are not bad all the time either. But there is a subtle balance. Everyone has the capability of evil, but who chooses to not be evil? Maybe they are good people. But if you define a person by their actions, then that has to be the way you define everything else in your story. See, I know a lot of our discussion centers around protagonists, but this is a very particular discussion that goes for all of the characters. What is good? Who is a good character? See, in one of my favorite TV series, Doctor Who, the Doctor once sits down with his companion and asked this question. At the time, he was still a man, so the question he asked is, am I a good man? The assistant looks at him, thinks for a while, and says, "I do not know. But I think you try to be good, and that's what matters." See, good cannot be defined, neither can be defined as bad. The idea is, these are all contextual. What's good for you may not be good for me. That doesn't mean either of us are bad or either of us are good. When you start your story, define that morality spectrum for your character. Each character has a very in-depth morality spectrum. Look at people. They don't have a direct answer or a black and white answer to every action. Killing someone, most of the times people say bad. But when they are in a fit of anger, bring that up. Kill a person who's wronged you. Sometimes you find the answer as justified. Kill a person who's done a heinous crime. Justified. Kill an innocent person who may do a heinous crime. Can you justify that? We all love theorizing about time travel and killing baby Hitler, but can you justify that? So here's my suggestion for the last. Define the morality spectrum of each character. It's not necessary you have to tell this to the reader, but you have to know for yourself. Why do you need to define the morality spectrum? This is why. When you define the morality spectrum, certain actions and certain behaviors which are treated as good by one person are not treated good by another person, and that's where a conflict emerges. You put two people in an office, one of them who thinks you should be kind to animals, one of them who thinks they shouldn't, and put an animal inside, a dog. And then see how they behave. Do they coexist? Do they fight? Or do one tries to be unkind by hitting that dog while the other tries to protect the dog? See, these are all hypothetical examples. Don't do them in real life. Just imagine a scenario like this and try to understand what's happening. So tip number one, define the morality spectrum. Tip number two, you as a writer do not start judging people as good or bad. This is very important. I'm not saying about your judgment in real life. I'm saying in your characters, when you think one character is good, you tend to have a bias towards that character. This character is a good character, so I will give them all the good traits. Honesty, integrity, truth. People can be deceitful. People are not always black and white. A lot of times you find that people use tactics that are not considered good by the society as a way to achieve their ends. So when you think of one character as good and the other character as bad, you start finding ways to exaggerate that in your book, in your story. And doing that may not show the character as a realistic character. Like I said, people have both good and bad. People have the capability to be evil. Which means when a situation presents itself and the incentive is high enough, they will be evil. The third thing I want to mention is, not every person judges another character in good or bad in the same way. And this time I'm talking about your own characters. People judge others into categories. Your characters will also do that. So try to understand the various patterns of how people come to judge someone as good or bad. If you want, there are some additional exercises you can do to achieve the three of things, and they are available in the additional tips document. I suggest you do have a look at it because it's very important. The morality spectrum helps give a much more depth into the character, add a different dimension. I mean, a character isn't just what they look like or what they think, it's also about their beliefs, their values, and much more. So that's all I have for today. Before we end, I want to give a small announcement. My new book, T-5 Years, is out on Wattpad. You can check out the link that's in the description, or it's also present in the bio of my Instagram page. T-5 Years is a story of Vikram, who's sent back 5 years in the past and now has to figure out a way to prevent something from happening, prevent the apocalypse. Armed with his future knowledge, which comes only in bits and pieces, he has to find a way to figure out how to stop what he was sent to stop. I hope you like reading that book, because it's really amazing and exciting for me to write that book. New chapters are posted every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I hope you like that, and do check it out. If you have any questions that you want to ask me, you can drop a mail to themorningreads@gmail.com. And if you like the podcast, please consider sending out a review and sharing it with your writer friends. If it helps someone, then doing that is in our moral obligation. Thank you. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to these episodes, as well as the ones that came before this, by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.